Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Track O'Brien, and this week we're looking at the GAA Green Club Scheme. Phase 1 of the programme was launched in 2021, and Phase 2 is underway since last year, with up to 200 clubs from right across the island taking part. One of those clubs is Clontarf in Dublin, and I recently met up with Mick Arthur from the Green Committee at the club and asked him how the committee came about in the first place.
The committee was formed by a group of like-minded individuals who in 2022, around mid-2022, decided they'd like to set up a green club, a green committee within the club to look at various areas where we felt we could be effective.
Yeah.
As we were working our way through it in the first few months, we became aware that there was actually a Green Clubs committee. It had been formed by Croke Park, and they had a process in place which at the time was phase one.
Right.
As we were working our way through it and attended a few of the seminars, we became aware that there was a phase two. So we applied for inclusion into phase two. We were successful in that, and we continued on the route that we had started.
What are the biggest things that stand out for you that the club has achieved from the eco side of things?
The most impactful one would have been the hidden forest.
Okay.
We proposed an installation of a hidden forest in Clontarf. Clontarf GAA Club itself doesn't own its own grounds. It uses grounds in St. Anne's Park, which is owned by Dublin City Council. So we came up with the idea of the hidden forest, and that is to distribute trees to individual people in Clontarf who would plant them then in their own gardens. We recorded where each of these were being planted, and we were able to identify after the first one in 2023, where we gave out approximately 1,500 trees. That was essentially our first forest.
1,500?
So they were planted in different gardens.
Okay.
This year we followed it up with the same again.
Oh, right.
Did it in March, and approximately the same number of trees went out again. And we believe it's something that seems very popular with people. So I'd see us repeating this as often as there's a demand for it.
Very good. And the other things you were talking about, cutting down on plastic waste and one-use plastics in the club as much as possible, and the Leave No Trace. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Well, two elements. The Leave No Trace would have begun a few years ago between individual clubs. And we have a policy of leave no trace when we go to play matches.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, we wanted to look at the idea of eliminating, where possible, the use of single-use plastics.
Mm-hmm.
We began that process, and we have now reduced quite significantly the amount of single-use plastics. A lot of the players now, probably the majority of players now, bring their own bottle.
Okay.
They have access to water at our dressing rooms, they have access to water at the clubhouse. We installed a water fountain that is chilled and filtered.
There is an element of mentoring for other clubs. If other clubs are interested in getting involved, that they can get involved or get in touch with clubs like yourselves who are in the phase two of the green clubs at the moment with the GAA.
Yeah, I as part of being a phase two club, contact details of couple of the committee members is available on the website, the data website for Croke Park for those green clubs.
Yeah.
And any club who might be adjacent to us who wants to know, how did you do this, or where do you start, or how do you find this, or are there grants available for this? Were you able to find this information?
Yeah.
They can get in touch with us, and we're quite happy to share whatever experiences we had along the route.
It's easy as that. Listen, Mick, thank you very much for your time today.
You're welcome.
The Green Club programme was established to support clubs in taking simple and effective sustainability action in their own grounds and through their activities. The programme is structured around the themes of energy, water, waste, biodiversity and travel and transport. You'll find all you need to know about the scheme at gaa.ie. It's time now for another domestic recycling dilemma. Can trigger spray bottles be placed in the home recycling bin?
Yes.
If it was chemical, no.
No.
Yes, if they're cleaned out.
I would say yes.
Yes. If it says recycle, then recycle.
If you take off the trigger spray, yes.
I don't... Maybe.
No.
No?
No.
Depends on what it says on the back of the bottle.
Trigger sprays can be recycled in your recycling bin at home when attached to clean, empty bottles, as they'll be separated out later in the recycling process. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Ours to Protect page on nova.ie or on ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na mBean with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.